Bitch and a Wolf. Hello, B2.
Hello, Wolfie.
How are you? No entourage today, Pink Buck.
Welcome me back.
Well, sort of, but we've got some good news. We've got a new sponsor, and that be...
Our first sponsor.
Our first sponsor. We went out a couple of nights ago for a celebration meal and a bit of a meet and greet with some of the beautiful ladies and...
They're the beautiful girls out at Harlots.
Well, let's just say I didn't get home until 3 days later, so that's how beautiful they are. And they're going to be popping in to have a chat with us over the next few episodes, and it's
something. They're going to set a bit of a challenge with this storytelling.
I don't know about a challenge. Certainly can't wait.
Should be interesting.
Harlots here in Packcat City. The reason why you're here, fuck if I know, I don't actually remember inviting anyone over.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did earlier for come over, I've got a pain in my groin, can you rub it out? But you
did you want me here to work or not?
Yeah, you're here to work, too.
Never left.
You brought them, so...
Yeah, in the cup.
Yeah. Next thing, you turn up with an entourage for recording, and they're actually sitting here in the studio fucking with us. So how things have changed, and still the backlash for me being nasty to you all the time.
These are the girls I get to do my dirty work.
So how you been, B2, other than thinking you're a star all of a sudden?
No, that's always been.
It sort of has in a way, yeah, that's true. Been missing for 2 weeks because of your partying ways, because we did put the photo up of you being here fucking off your face on fucking piss and wouldn't leave until I dragged you out the door at fucking 9 o'clock. And would you believe I only heard from you when?
That was my long service leave.
Do you know what they call when three witches get together? It's called a cunting. And I think I'm sort of sitting on a cusp of a circle of cunting witches at this point. All us blokes know what it is. If you've got a partner and you've been with her for a bit of time, that constant nagging is like a woodpecker fucking hitting a tree. Now, you put three of them in the same room, I think they're sort of a bit Hollywood. We've got fucking a very serious situation. Like I said, the cocksucker's upstairs. You know, I've still got to work a full-time fucking job. Why is she just... becomes like a female mouth. Sorry, mate, I didn't really mean to have a dick at you, but you know what I mean. Comes in for 20 minutes and fucks off. He gets paid double the amount of money I get paid. But, anyway.
20 minutes.
So, B2, in that party, not this one, you just had, God knows what you got up to this one. Look, I love you dearly.
I've been doing the course.
You did say that. As beautiful as you are, like, you look pretty partied up.
Is that a look?
Just a pretty sexy look, I reckon, sometimes. Not saying that...
Is it as good as a slut look?
It can combine with it. If you add a bit of that to the slut look, then it's like a... It's a train station. You've got blokes on and ready to move on down through the carriage, as they say. Is that the start of the cunting? Oh, that's one of the... Yeah, that's definitely one of the first songs. First starts the three fucking giggly gacks, followed by the fucking, I think I'll do the smoke, Cheryl, and Candy.
Candy's just sitting in the corner.
Yeah, no, she's real snarly with me tonight. I didn't promise roses or flowers or anything. I didn't even say breakfast. So I said, get the fuck out by memory.
And she did. Did you say that?
Not in them terms. It was like... What's my favourite saying here?
Pack your shit and get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, not you.
You didn't get that one, so you got the good one, which was get the fuck out. That's a love song where we come from. When was the last song you heard someone sing a love song like that? Get the fuck out.
Well, that's not really a love song,
is it? How many times have you heard it?
Few.
Anyway, B2.
Yes, Wolfie. You're stuffing around. No wonder we've got no podcast. You reckon I'm in party mode?
Yeah.
At least when I get back, I'm on the job, all right?
You're not even
hang the fuck up, because you didn't turn up for 2 fucking weeks. You ghosted both the phone calls I tried to make to you.
Because she was having a good time.
I don't give a fuck. She ghosted me. And then you rock up here with fucking...
ready to work.
Candy that's snarly. And Cheryl that's yes mouth. It's going to suck him off. And you're going on about me not running a podcast. Fuck this. Tell you a funny story about...
And maybe if, that's a good thing.
Well, let's find out. So, I met this chick one time. Do you want a pill?
I do.
Do you want a pill?
I'll be quiet.
No, do you want a pill, bud?
No.
You want a pill?
What sort of pill would that be?
It's called the podcast low ambience noise reducer.
Okay. Yes, both please. Ears. Yes, please. It's better than popcorn.
As for you, B2. Well, what? Certain names have been brought up. They're here amongst us. And who am I to tell you which name that is? That's me. It's me. It's involved me.
Girls will be here Friday night.
So I'm going to tell you a story about an experience that none of you three ladies or witches or alley cat girls ever experienced. So I met this chick, nice chick, very funny lady, which I love. We sort of hit it off pretty quickly and pretty easily after a blind date, which is say from meeting her of, I know this sounds funny for a bloke like me, meeting her off an app, a dating app. But when you fish like me, you got to put a line in, even in some of these dirtier fishing holes. Sorry, a mighty joke.
Was there any water in the creek?
Back to the story. We hit it off and she gave me what I thought was a Panadol. It turned out to be what the kids call, I'm a kid at heart, the MDMA, the love drug. And it started kicking in. It's a very, very sexual drug indeed. And I remember looking over at her from the passenger seat of a pretty small car. Couldn't quite tell you the model because it was just a little shitbox. So for some reason, I wanted to put my hand on her tits without sort of being like romantically nice or anything, but just giving her little woofy eyes, puppy dog eyes, and it seemed to work, and I reached in and grabbed the bread. Yeah, she too had one of those so-called Panadol, or what the kids call the MDMA, the love drug, and she obviously was quite heightened with her sexual desire, I guess. So anyway, things turned to a bit more frisky activity in the car as we're approaching, while she's still driving, not quite Fat Cat City, but close enough.
Surrounding districts.
Surrounding districts, that's it, B2. I put it to her and sort of went down for flashback high school stuff, a fingering. Anyway, it sort of kicked off. Like it was getting hot and heavy. I sort of was just out there blowing a bit of warm breath on her neck and ear. And yeah, it was hot and heavy. I wasn't blocking her fuel sight while she was driving the car.
Ability to drive was 100%?
Well, no, obviously not, because she's actually fucking responding to the high school fingering days, but I've got my technique down. And she's actually getting off on it. And I'm not trying to talk myself up here. This is just something that happened. And she's getting off on it, and she starts to come on my fingers. And it was fucking hot sort of thing. It was hot, them fucking candy pills that you kiss, the MDMA, the love drug. With that heightened sensibility and, you know, she just starts orgasming and starts, like, you know, orgasming. Eyes are starting to close up. She's just enjoying the experience. And can pretty scary thing to hear her foot trying to stomp on a fucking brake pedal.
Oh dear.
Because we're travelling at 60 kilometres an hour and we come to a fucking red light and she is like, I don't know what's going on. I'm for the fucking fingering. I'm reliving me fucking high school days. And she's just right at the last minute, let's tell it, not a pleasurable sort of noise, but warning noise. Only for me to turn just to see the impact happen at 60k straight up the arse of another car at a red light and without a word of a lie out the fucking front of the police station.
Heck
yeah. How did you explain that to the police?
Well, I didn't have to explain it to the police because we didn't get involved with the police. We did talk to the older couple that were in the car and lucky.
In the back?
No, in the upper car in the front. And you've got to remember, she's having an orgasm, right? And she's having an accident at the same time. What are the chances that's going to happen to you? Right, the chances are you might get 5.5 numbers out of 6 for the lotto. That's our fucking chances of you doing it. Now, I could be the type of bloke that sort of pushes for that. So if I could now become that guy that gives you an orgasm while you crash your car at the same time.
Or try not to crash your car.
Well,
it's no, something you'll forget anyway.
Well, I don't think she forgot. She wasn't insured. Yeah, I'm pretty, like, half chuffed with the... she just got off and fucking near killed me at the same time.
Mixed feelings.
Huh?
Mixed feelings.
Not mixed feelings. What are the chances? As for Mel and Cheryl, yes, mate, the sooner you get her out of here, the better. Do what you want.
No.
Just
give me a location.
Do what you want, mate. Yeah, sure. Sounds fucking pretty feasible to me. I wouldn't doubt it. Oh, easy getaway at McDonald's. Well, I'm starting to like you, mate. Yeah, just shut the fuck up and let me do me thing.
He's a likeable sort of guy.
Who, Mel? I think he's, I'm not too sure, B2. I'm not fucking sure what he's up to. I've got a feeling like I'm going to get fucking arsehole all of a sudden, and I'm like, well, what are you going to call it? The three fucking witches counting hour.
Yep.
Oh, snarly. She's still snarly. But you want to go for a drive a bit later, don't you?
Might put her in a better mood.
You reckon? I don't know. She's a pretty hard woman to crack. Well, not to crack, or definitely not to fuck, but probably Mal's first fucking prick tease, and I'm going to say he's around 42, so he's had a fair...
Not all.
Compared to us, B2, I suppose it is, me being 38 and you being 51.
He looks a lot.
And Candy, you being 16.
He acts like it.
Hey, Mal, you're back. No, mate, that's called a prick tease. Well, that's called your prick. And it's been called teased, and it lets out that shit because nothing happens until you get home or to the toilet and finish the job off yourself. But you fuck it up without a TV, and that's what happened back in the old days. You get big families like 14 kids or 11 kids or 9 even.
You've got the biggest TV I've ever seen.
Picture many, many of the same foreheads and the same folded arms and the frown, right? Yeah, right? But this is cranky. I look as cranky as fuck. I hate life. I've got to fucking work a full-time job. I know that fucking feeling. I know a lot of you fucking blokes out there that are busting your fucking ass to pay for a fucking a den that you're going to have to end up fucking leaving behind for fucking your pups are out there fucking running around sticking their dicks in fucking everything. But back to the frowning heads and the trademark that is, it was a big, big thing. There was meant to be no, don't you fucking boys come down here and fuck this up and make me look like a fucking idiot in front of my fucking brother. She got that? Because I don't give a fuck how old you are. Especially you, Wolfie, you fucking smart mouth bastard. I'll knock you the fuck out. Yeah, right, I do. Let's see if we're going to do anything. Oh, fuck. We get down there at fucking like 8:30 in the morning. We got sick of each other by fucking 9 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, we needed something to fucking do in this fucking small town that was now filled with the wolf pack. And the pack is pretty fucking big. So anyway, what do you think the three fucking boys do? Well, the pub opens at 10. Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. Oh, I was thinking of going to fuck off, Wolf. You're not going fucking nowhere. Fucking drink this. So we get snatched. And I mean, we've pub crawled this fucking town. I had like four. I could mention that town. I should give it a shout out, but I'm not going to. But,
maybe the district at the
end. No, just fucking out there a couple of hours away from Fat Cat City.
People there will remember this.
Yeah, well, they did remember it. It's blackened. It's look at me, Buto, how many times have you seen me? Like, it's not fucking many, but
from my eyes?
You wouldn't have fucking known. You would have been twice as bad by that stage anyway. Fuck knows how bad you would have been if you were there that day. I know you give it a good fucking hot crack. I know. Even the girls will drink that much and still just contain and compose.
That's what women do.
Fuck off, I've seen you be too. Fucking passed out.
I said women.
I'm not going to say. I've seen you passed out what I like to call a piss trough in a male's toilet. I'm only joking. It wasn't a piss trough, it was the ashtray at the bottom of the bar. And I left you there for a good fucking
2 weeks, that's
right. No, it wasn't 2 weeks. I'd better say 20 minutes. But I kept an eye on you, the one that was sort of open. And like I said, we were smashed and things are starting to get a bit testosterone-ish.
Levels are high. Where's Mr. Wolfie?
Golf club.
Ah, right.
And we're like, yeah, we'll just kick on from 10 o'clock. And
a couple of hot starters.
We'll go to the fucking golf club at 7 o'clock when it starts, right? Just fucking kick on. What about fucking change? Nah, I'm wearing my fucking footy shorts. Fucking Wolfie, you fucking idiot. Like, nah, fuck you, you fucking... Where he's dropped his dax for some reason and poor old a mile away, he's like myself or... Wolfie in the sense that we always pick on him and say he's adopted because he's like a foot shorter and looks different to us. So we go, if you're not adopted, then mum, who'd you fuck? And
I'll slap up the ear again.
So anyway, something happened. We got kicked out of the fucking last pub and things got a bit rowdy out the front. And you picture back in the old days where fucking people are shutting their fucking doors and shit, slam them shut, scared and going in town because someone's going to pull out a gun and have a gun fucking shoot off in the middle of the street. But we were just drunk and loud, wanting to fight fucking everyone and anything, and even our poor partner's got the old, you're too close to the meat bone. We've ended up back where the big, big fucking accommodation was. Like everyone of the wolf pack was there.
Booked out.
Couple of others were down further in the other dens around the so-called home of my father, Mr. Wolf.
Is that where he grew up?
Yeah, that's where he's from, man. His family. That's where the pack's from. And picture yourself being one of the family members hearing a commotion that's coming up the street around. I'm going to say, we got kicked out around 5.
No, Arvo.
Oh, yeah, and we were sloshed. We were fucking drinking. We were smashing schooners. Not a competition. Maybe it was a rebellious move by us because we got fucked down so bad that when the big commotion, like I said, if you could picture yourself hearing a commotion coming like a tsunami.
And they're batting down hatches.
Women having high-pitched, like, screams and... Dad, stop! And because two of us are fucking...
The wolves are out. The wolves are out.
The next thing, all the fucking big head fucking wolves come out to the front and sat down on their two-seated bench that every room had in front of their unit. And me, I've been as pissed as I was and it scarred me. To the point where I can't forget it. But nothing real bad, but we're up in the middle of this massive fucking car park in the middle of the fucking massive, like, accommodation where all the back was, And we are fucking, you cunt, I will fucking smash you. Rah, rah, rah. And fucking carrying on, and women jumping in the middle like partners that are fucking scrapping for meat. And it's just, it's a fucking wolf frenzy. And
sounds like Christmas.
A lot of Christmas do end up like that, but this was in front of the what's that room?
Hierarchy.
Thank you, Candy. They were all there, out there fucking snarling and fucking wanting to get amongst it. You can see they wanted to bone too. It was Mr. was just horrified, and he was speechless. When I looked at him and got scarred by the look of him, it was, I'm so sorry, fucking Dad. I cannot fucking believe you fucking kids. Oh, you're fucking... I remember the she-wolf punched me in the face and sobered me up with one punch. Nice fucking, nice good fucking swing back too. You can only get away with hitting the fucking car, we're going so many times. And my father was... I guess it's really...
Uncle Wolfie?
Yeah, like he's different. He's, I think he might be the youngest, like me too. He come over and he wasn't like, fucking, what are you fucking... He's not like, what are you doing, you fucking... Blah, 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 having a go. He's like, fucking, what are you doing, mate? Fucking, I'm all right now, fucking Uncle fucking Wolf, because I can see Wolf's just punched me in the fucking face and that's all this claret coming down my nose and my eyes starting to swell up. Right, and we go back into the car park, and next minute here comes the cops, the trifecta. We're used to such, let's say, arrivals of such departments. Now, nothing wrong with it. We were fucking off tap. They've gone to us. You got to leave the town. Like a fucking cowboy western movie. We're used to this fucking trifecta grabbing shit, so we're used to the bigger numbers in Fat Cat City. Well, unfortunately for the poor old town, they only had the one young cop and the one older cop. And we were like, well, what the fuck's this? And they're going, well, you've got to get out of the town. You better ring the next fucking town over, get some fucking numbers up. Well, the whole fucking wolf pack's watching, and my father's fucking... I've stopped for a minute and had a bit of clarity and looked at the faces of all the fucking male fucking wolves, all the uncles, bar one. A bit of death that I suffered right then. Dear sheer embarrassment to my dear old Mr. Wolf. And my dear mum.
Same.
So, like I said, we've gone, you got to get fucking numbers from other towns, mate. We ain't fucking going nowhere to the cries and howls from the family. And it's like, just get the fuck out of here. Shit like that. And I've gone, fuck.
Pretty much get your shit and fuck off.
Basically, that's where the saying generates almost, well, said. And just choir sorry, of get your shit and get the fuck out. But it was like, rah, 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 rah. And it's like, oh, well, fuck this. I'm going. Fucking, you coming or what? To the she wolf, and she's got to. I'm just going, fuck this, we're going. That's for you too. Go fucking suck a dick. I own the fucking title belt. And then I kick off again for another 10 minutes rolling around in the car park before. I fucking come out all fucking grazed up and shit from getting dragged by both of them across the road to get the fuck out. So I've jumped in the car, cried out to the she-wolf, and she jumped in and we fucked off because this is what the old copper said and the young copper said to do. And we start heading towards the next town before we get, like, we're travelling back to Fat Cat City and we're hitting the next town. And Wolfie's got his fucking she-wolf in the fucking car driving. And they're high-beaming like halfway back to the next town. I'm like, what the fuck, what's going on with them cunts? Pulled over. Wolfie goes out, goes, fuck, that was a cops. Just drove past. Here comes the lights coming back up towards us because we pulled over. And the cops come back. Got the cop lingo down for, you know, fuck off, can't. What the fuck have I done this time? Yeah, they pull up and they get out and they go, right, who's driving? I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, was just standing outside the car. And he thought, who was driving the car? So we're like, no one. We're just standing here. And he goes, you weren't fucking standing here. We just fucking seen you driving. Who was driving the car? And he's going, regardless, one of you two were driving the car. And that was myself, who was driving the car, and the she-wolf, who was sort of still cranky that we embarrassed the fuck out of her. The cop's going, well, they take the money, yes, they work it out. I said, oh, no, we'll take it.
He's too busy sticking his fingers up a cunt.